Random House Audio presents The Unthinkable. Who survives when disaster strikes and why? By Amanda Ripley. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Introduction. Life becomes like molten metal. On the morning of December 6th, 1917, a bright windless day, a French freighter called the Mont Blanc began to slowly pull out of the Halifax Harbor in Nova Scotia. At the time, Halifax was one of the busiest ports in the British Empire. There was a war on in Europe, and the harbor groaned with the churn of ships, men, and weapons. The Mont Blanc was headed for France that day, carrying over 2,500 tons of explosives, including TNT. While passing through a narrow channel in the harbor, a larger ship, the Emo, from Belgium, accidentally rammed the bow of the Mont Blanc. The collision itself was not catastrophic. The Emo sailed on, in fact. But the crew of the Mont Blanc knew that their ship was a floating time bomb. They tried to put out the fire, but not for very long. Then they scrambled into lifeboats and paddled for shore. For a few heartbreaking moments, the Mont Blanc drifted in the harbor. It brushed up against the pier, setting it on fire. Children gathered to watch the spectacle. Many of the worst disasters in history started quite modestly. One accident led to another until a fault line opened up in a civilization. About 20 minutes after the collision, the Mont Blanc exploded, sending black rain, iron, fire, and wind whipsawing through the city. It was the largest bomb explosion on